Chapter 2. Prioritizing Training. Do essential things first. Each commander must determine wisely what is essential and assign responsibilities for accomplishment. Non-essentials should not take up time required for essentials. General Bruce C. Clark. Overview. Prioritizing training acknowledges that units cannot achieve or sustain trained proficiency on every task simultaneously, due to limitations of time or the availability of training resources. Commanders use a prioritized training approach to optimize limited training time and resources to achieve proficiencies based on their unit's mission. To focus this effort, the commander, in dialogue with the next higher echelon commander, determines the priorities for each proficiency. Mission essential tasks, weapons qualification, and collective live fire tasks, based on mission requirements. Similarly, commanders determine and establish training priorities in preparation for operational deployments, a combat training center rotation, or daily services for installation support. Prioritized training must link to the unit's mission. Every unit is unique, but the fundamentals of shoot, move, communicate, and survive apply to all types of formations and serve as the basis for prioritization. Mission essential task. A mission essential task is a collective task on which an organization trains to be proficient in its designed capabilities or assigned mission. A mission essential task list is a tailored group of mission essential tasks. The unit mission/capabilities forms the basis for the mission essential task list. Army Standard Mission Essential Task Lists. Most deployable company level and above units have a standard metal. These are proponent developed and approved by Headquarters, Department of the Army. A standard medal reflects the unit's design capabilities. See the Army Training Network website, ATN, at https://atn.army.mil for more on standard medals. Mission Essential Task Prioritization. Due to time and resource limitations, units are rarely able to achieve and sustain fully trained proficiency on all METs simultaneously. Commanders therefore prioritize their METs to identify the METs that must be resourced and trained to T proficiency. Prioritization of METs is based on mission requirements, concept plan or operation plan, and future expected missions, approved by the next higher echelon commander. METs identified and approved as lower priority are resourced to maintain proficiency, but are not the unit's training priority. Prioritizing collective tasks below company level. Leaders of echelons below company level, platoons, squads, crews, teams, and other small units, must also prioritize the collective tasks on which their echelon trains. Limited time and resources prevent lower echelon organizations from simultaneously attaining a T proficiency on all collective tasks that support their organization's METs. Therefore, leaders of echelons below company level select and prioritize the collective tasks for their echelon that are most critical to the accomplishment of their company's prioritized METs. These prioritized collective tasks below company level that are critical to the successful accomplishment of prioritized company METs are battle tasks. A battle task is a platoon or lower echelon collective task that is crucial to the successful accomplishment of a company, battery, or troop mission essential task. An organization's battle tasks can include high payoff tasks or battle drills. Platoon leaders, with the assistance of their platoon sergeant, identify and prioritize the battle tasks that best support their company's prioritized METs. This process continues to lower echelons with non-commissioned officers, determining the prioritized battle tasks that best apply to their echelon, such as squad, team, or crew. Company commanders are responsible for the proper nesting of battle tasks to METs. Based on organizational structure and design, some units may not perform collective tasks at certain echelons. In these cases, the unit's leaders proceed by linking prioritized individual tasks to the next higher level of unit collective tasks. In some cases, these may be METs. Prioritizing individual tasks. Task prioritization continues as non-commissioned officers identify and prioritize the individual tasks soldiers train. These include military occupational specialty, known as MOS specific tasks, Army warrior tasks, and physical readiness training. Prioritization of tasks ensures the right tasks to train nest from the highest echelon to the lowest. Refer to Appendix C for individual training. Prioritizing leader tasks. Leaders develop subordinate leaders through focused leader development activities to include the selection and prioritization of leader tasks. Senior leaders ensure the selection and prioritization of leader tasks nest in the echelon's prioritized METs or battle tasks and are reflected in the organization's leader development program. Prioritizing staff tasks. Battalion and higher staffs select staff battle tasks in the same manner. They select those staff collective and individual tasks that support the unit's METs through training. The senior member of each staff section approves staff battle tasks. Supporting collective tasks. METs and battle tasks may be trained individually or combined with other collective tasks to create more robust training events. Collective tasks that support other collective tasks, MET, battle task, or another collective task, are supporting collective tasks. Although units may train supporting collective tasks in conjunction with METs and battle tasks, leaders do not consider the supporting collective tasks when determining the MET or battle task proficiency rating. Each collective task is evaluated based on its own training and evaluation outline. High payoff tasks. High payoff tasks are tasks that support more than one of the organization's METs or battle tasks. The skills and proficiencies an organization achieved while training on a high payoff task transfers to other METs or battle tasks that it supports. Such skills and proficiencies are key to multi-echelon training. Leaders recognize and capitalize on the training efficiencies gained by identifying high payoff tasks. Medal development for units without a standard medal. Units without a standard medal must create one. The standards for many of the collective tasks these units routinely perform are published and should be considered for METs if critical to the unit mission. When there is no published standard for a task the unit performs, the unit coordinates with the proponent to develop and approve it. If developing a medal, units consider the following guidelines. Mission essential tasks are Army collective tasks. No more than 7 mission essential tasks. Each mission essential task supports the HQDA standard medal of the next higher unit, if applicable. Refer to Task Training and Evaluation Outlines, T&EOs, as a resource. Assigned Mission Medal. The Army sometimes assigns brigade and higher echelons missions that do not fit neatly within their Department of the Army standard medal. Through mission analysis and commander's dialogue, the unit may identify additional METs critical to the success of the mission. Weapons Qualification Prioritization. The commander considers the priority of weapons qualification training based on qualification frequency, specified by AR-350-1, current qualification status of the unit's organic weapons systems, individual, crew-served, platform, and the unit mission. This consideration drives the commander's determination of which weapons systems have priority for training. All soldiers are expected to qualify on their assigned weapons. However, some soldiers have a system as their primary weapon, such as a radar or sensor. These systems also require qualification. Collective live fire prioritization. The commander determines collective live fire prioritization based on the organization's mission, capabilities, and directed requirements by senior commanders.